Hello.
Have you pressed record?
I actually have pressed record.
You sure?
Right, first step of a podcast is to press record, because we recorded some of this podcast and I didn't press record.
I can't believe you. We are radio presenters. We should know to press record.
Odadio Original Podcast. Eurovish Huns with Lee and Lewis.
Okay, so it's Lewis here and we are recording, which is good. And you are?
Hello, I'm Lee Barnes. Hello.
And we're both Eurovish Huns, apparently, according to the title anyway.
Especially if you press the record button. Can't believe this is the first one.
It's very exciting. We're here and we've got some really cool guests. Some mega guests, actually. We're going to be chatting to Marcus and Martinus pretty soon, who are Sweden's entry for 2024. Jacqueline, who did very well in Melody Festivalen.
They did indeed. Yes, they did.
And Stand Unique, going to be looking back at Junior Eurovision 2023. They were our entry and did extremely well for us in Nice in France. First, though, I want to chat about Twitter. All over my Twitter. No, not that kind of Twitter.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about your alt or something. Sorry.
don't start the rumours. My boyfriend will listen to this and think, he's got an alt.
He's got an alt. What's going on here?
I can confirm that's not true. But what is true is that the light boxes, which form a very big part of the staging in Malmo in for Eurovision, they're up.
Yay!
Well, a lot of them are up, it looks like. It's very exciting because it makes you think how good is this Eurovision going to be? It's a month away and they've already got some of the staging done.
They bloody Loreen'd it up, to be honest with you. Like, if you look at it, like Loreen did Melifest last year with those huge light boxes, went to Liverpool and they went, no, sorry, can't be that big. So they really kind of fought back in a shady way and went, all right then, we're going to have like 15 of them in the sky. Is that better? Our
here's arena. Four. Boom.
Yeah, here's our arena can take it. Sorry, Liverpool. However, very excited to see what those big boxes are going to be doing, especially for our Ollie.
Yeah. Will they be involved? It's going to be interesting to see how involved the boxes are going to be in everyone's staging, if people will use it to their advantage or if they'll just go, turn off the boxes. They're nothing to do with me.
Yeah. They're not with me. Turn them off now. But very excited to hear that Malmo's already getting raring and ready to go.
We got so giddy about Eurovision week when we haven't even talked about the pre-parties, which are all kicking off right now all across Europe.
Yep.
There's been a party in Madrid, in Barcelona, and then shortly followed after Barcelona, they must be shattered. Like, good on the artists for, you know, going out and promoing their song and chatting to as many people as possible. Not that long after Barcelona, they were in London. And that's where we caught up with some very cool people.
I was going to say, and so were we. What another coincidence.
We
wow. We're at the London Eurovision party. Thank you very much for having us, LEP. Chaotic. Madness. Extraordinary. If I had to give it three words, I was literally, we started about 12-ish, and by 5 o'clock I was literally sat down. I was about to pass out because I was like, there's so much going on.
I think it's because like both of us aren't really people that would get starstruck. I think we just chat to people normally and probably just take things in our stride for Eurovision, and it put into perspective how like into Eurovision I get. I was starstruck by a lot of people I met. I was surprised by that, actually, how I felt about it. But I think I was just so excited to meet all those people.
I feel like because we love it so much and they're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. So when they walk through those doors, you go, oh, my God. Oh my God.
You should have seen our faces when Colleen walked through the door.
Colleen literally walked through the door and our jaws hit the floor. However, it wasn't that. It was that I woke up this morning from a text and Instagram from one of the other Euro bloggers that was there. And they took a picture of me and Lewis as our males were on the floor and said, can you describe what is happening in this picture? And I went, yes, Queen Colleen walked in the room and they was like, I get you. That's
nice.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. Stunning. Absolutely stunning, though. That whole time, that whole Sunday was absolutely immense. And we got to meet some pretty big people there as well. Like Isaac from Germany, who we interviewed.
Oh, he was lovely.
His song is so full on and it's so emotional. But for him, he is literally such like...
It's a great laugh, isn't it?
It's just
it?
A great laugh. Yeah. Literally couldn't stop laughing in an interview. It was great. Absolutely fantastic.
Another lot that were a laugh were Marcus and Martinus.
Cheeky. Very cheeky.
It was quite dangerous, really. Us two that are probably quite cheeky and another cheeky duo. by the way, Marcus and Martinus are twins, just to put a little bit of context into some of the shenanigans of the interview.
No, you're joking.
Breaking news, they're twins.
They are.
If you didn't know, And you literally are living under a rock. They are Sweden's entry for 2024. Do you know what? It's a bit like looking in the mirror. Us two and you two.
It doesn't
think,
doesn't it?
You guys don't look alike.
Really?
No. And I am 10 years older, so
yeah, that doesn't. Yeah. Oh. It's a compliment. Green, blue eyes, and he has blue eyes straight.
Oh, okay, true. So we're not Marcus and Martinez.
Not
well,
today.
No.
But I think maybe if you would like...
I'm joking.
But if you would like... you know, Halloween, and you can like try to look like us. I think you would do a
good
shout.
Good job. Yeah. Well, that's fair play. All right. Well, I will take that on board. I will send you a little photo of us doing
think
Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, we'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll go to the draw board. Yeah.
Next time. See you.
So tell me about Unforgettable, your song for this year.
Yeah.
What was it for you that you thought, oh, it's hitting that winning spot for us?
Well, we never know that. We thought the same with Air last year, but then we saw Lorraine was going to be there, so we were like,
we're fucked.
No, but Martinez, you know, for us, it's so important to have a song that makes other people have fun out there. Mm-hmm. I think Eurovision is, of course, about, you know, the meanings in the song, but also it doesn't have to be that. It can also be about people, you know, having a good memory from the song because it's a good song to dance to or to have fun to at the club or something like that. So it's a very clubby vibe type of song, and you can see it on the performance, the staging as well.
Incredible performance, by the way.
Thank you.
And of course, the screen's amazing.
Yeah. Of course, when we were in the studio, we just had a lot of fun, and when we heard the song, like, we just like, wow, this song is actually on another level than Air.
Yeah.
So we thought this was the right song for us to prepare
for
Melody Festival. And
when you came back, when you like left Melfest last year, did you know straight away you were like, this isn't over, the journey's not over?
We didn't even leave Melfest. When we came backstage, Martinez said we have to do it again next year.
Yeah,
we'll be doing this next year. Mark said, calm down now,
calm down.
And I was like, but no.
You were ready.
Yeah, I was ready. I was like, just make the song now.
Right, Lorraine, do your thing. We'll get on.
We'll come back next year.
Speaking of Lorraine, obviously, you must have met her last year.
And this year.
And this year, of course. Has she given you any advice?
Well, we met Lorraine actually backstage in the final of Melody Festival. Mm-hmm. And she just said a lot of good things about our show, about our song and staging. So we'll take that with us in Eurovision and just do the same thing. And of course, some details are going to change because of the rules in Eurovision.
Of course.
And the outfits are going to be changed a bit as
They're
going to
be upgraded.
Yes.
Upgraded.
Details here and there, you know what it is.
No pants.
No pants. No, I'm joking. Just kidding.
That is disgusting. So, like, obviously, host country, a lot of the entries in the past, and this is not me coming for anyone, I feel like sometimes don't pack a punch. They're there because, like, oh, let's celebrate our country, whatever. I feel like you guys are in it to win it.
Of course.
Are you in it to win it?
I mean, we're not there to lose. No, just kidding.
He's in it to win it. That's what he means.
We're very, like, competition people.
That. Yeah, yeah.
So we are there. We want to win, of course.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. That is a competition.
Yeah, it's true. We're from Norway, so I would say even if we represented Norway or Sweden or whatever country, we would always be there, you know, to make our country proud. We want to do the best we can. We want to win for the country, of course.
We want to make Sweden proud.
How do you say it? Competitors? Competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
So we want to do the best we can in everything we do. And now it's Eurovision, so we're going to fight until the end.
No, unlucky SVT. Yeah. Get the money out. Time for a second year in Sweden.
I mean, SVT, we don't give a no. We don't give a damn.
No,
exclusive.
You are huge Eurovision fans, you know, all the way back to, is it 2011? When you competed
12.
You were nearly there.
Good research. And then you did the voting points for 17. Norway in 17.
Yeah. Yes,
fun. Oh, well done. You got the year right on that
thank
one.
Thank you very much. I've done my research on this one. Thank you very much.
Look at that.
And I've got a question. How did you two meet? You look really similar.
Yeah, it was actually
at the
very,
party.
Very crazy.
In London, UK.
We just met
yesterday.
Yesterday.
Well, you're doing really well. You've got good chemistry.
Thank you. No.
I feel like we should probably let you go.
Yeah.
It was nice talking to you.
It was lovely
talking
to you.
Thank you very much.
If you can send me those jackets that you wore for Halloween for us this year.
Yeah, I can send you guys the jackets from Air.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, yeah, I'll take
that.
Yeah, we can do that. And then we'll do the dance and send it to you.
Love it. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. Marcus and Martinez, everyone. Eurofish hugs.
I could tell you right now, if they do send us those jackets, I'm not going to fit in one. No, you would. No, I think it's going to be too big for you.
No, that's actually true. They were taller than I thought they were.
And they're so sweet, them boys as well. They're so, so sweet. Like, as they're walking around the room, you know, there's some artists that just came in and just spoke to certain people that they've, you know, booked it with. No, I'm just speaking to them. That's it. Because I haven't got enough time. They literally walked around that whole room and talked to mainly every single person. They were really lovely, really lovely.
And just to put it into context, if you're a UK listener, these guys are huge, like, especially in Sweden. They've got 1.3 million followers on Instagram. I know that doesn't mean, you know, everything in the music industry, but they are huge. Mm. They are so big. They are chart toppers in Sweden. So for them to be touring around and really respecting all the fan media, I was just so impressed with them.
They knew they were up against Loreen last year.
Yeah.
They kind of probably had it in the back of their heads. Maybe we haven't got it, but we will do it again. And they did, and they've won. So honestly, kudos to them, because they've done so incredibly well, especially coming from another country as well.
100%. And I like that they admitted, actually, Unforgettable compared to Air, which was last year's song in Melody Festival, and where they came second, it has gone up another level. This is a better song, and I love Air. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But I do agree, this is a better song. It packs, I mean, I used it earlier, packs a punch.
It packs a punch. It was catchy, because it passed the interview and they were next to somebody else, and it was just me and you going, she's unforgettable, and then starting to do the dance move, and then the team saw, and then they started to do the dance moves with us, and we were like, it is so catchy, this song. It does get into your head.
It's so catchy that I think SVT needs to be slightly worried, because they might need to get their dollars out. What's the currency? I mean, I was obviously joking by saying dollars. What's the currency of Sweden?
The euro.
Is it just the euro?
I think it's the euro in Sweden.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Martin and Lewis. anyway, so the euro, they have to get their euros out, because, they could be holding another Eurovision with this kind of hit on their...
They're doing an island from the 90s. They're going to hold it four times and go bankrupt. Oh, they didn't. Yeah. Well, no. Three times. Need to go bankrupt.
I just love... they were like, we don't give a damn.
Yeah, we don't give a damn. We're going to do it. And I love the way... I think it wasn't in that interview, but the way they swore, and they kind of looked at us when they swore. They went, oh, sorry. It's like, it's all right. We'll bleep it out. Don't worry. It won't go like that on radio. And they were like, oh, because we can swear on radio stations up there. And
really?
I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, get me up there then. I swear every Tom, Dick and Harry.
Yeah, maybe you need to be on Swedish radio.
Oh, maybe that made the way forward.
You might make more sense there.
What do you mean? What?
Moving on. Melody Festival.
How dare you?
I say we're moving on. We're kind of staying in Sweden. I feel like we should not brush over Melody Festival in season without talking about lovely Jacqueline.
Marcus and Martinez were literally right there as well. They won and beat Jacqueline. However, good for her for coming all the way across and doing these parties and getting booked to do it and saying, no, it's all right. I know I lost, but I'm still going to do it. Of course I am.
Who wants to be in the same room with the person that got your job? So lovely that you're here. Are you happy to be invited and be here?
Of course. I mean, it's so incredible that my song took me here, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And massive in the charts as well in Sweden. I mean, Melody Festival is so big. Were you expecting that kind of success from that, or is it taking you by surprise slightly?
I think kind of both. I feel like there's a lot of great artists in Sweden, but I just feel grateful.
You've achieved such big things, like we were just talking about there. Does it feel good to have achieved those things anyway? And you can kind of, doesn't feel as much of a negative as such.
Yeah, of course.
If Eurovision's still the goal though, do you still see yourself on the Eurovision stage in the future?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah.
Did you enjoy Melody Festival though? I mean, you see so many people like, come back, return, do it again. Is that something you'd ever consider? Or is that something that you think, I've done that, let's move on to bigger things? Or
If the right song comes along, then maybe.
What is Sweden's secret? Is it that massive competition? Or what do you think Sweden's secret is to Eurovision doing so well?
We have a lot of talent, I think, in Sweden. I think people are good at music and the artist street. But so maybe it's that.
Talent like yourself. Bigger up. That's me. Eurovish Hunts. Just before we move on from Melody Festival and Sweden and we fly back to the UK, thank you for that sound effect.
That was quite good though, wouldn't it?
Really. I think like stick to the presenting. Forget the sound effects and forget trying to be Martin Lewis, because it's actually a Swedish krona.
Yeah,
it's not euro.
Thing is though, I bet people listen to this now when I said that about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, screaming, going, it's the krona! And I'm like, the euro.
Mm-hmm. All right. At least, I mean, I said dollar, so I was on the complete wrong side of the world.
It's good we're doing Eurovision and not things on money. That's the main thing we need to take away.
I feel like we can't do this Eurovision chat without looking back slightly because Junior Eurovision took place in November in Nice,
in the lovely, lovely France. Ooh. I think it's on the coast, Nice.
It's lovely, actually.
Did you watch it last year?
I did, actually. It's the first time I've watched Junior Eurovision.
Me too.
And, oh, it just fills you with joy, doesn't it?
It's a different kind of world, in a way, because you got the adult one where people are so like committed and they're like, no, they're going to win. And then you go to Junior, which is full of, you know, these young adults, and you go, oh, we don't really care who wins because they're all doing such a great job. You know, you do that with kids, don't you? Smaller scale, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Last year, we came fifth.
Yeah, something like that, wasn't it? Yeah, we did really well.
This year, with Stan Unique, came fourth.
They smashed it for us, our entry for 2023 at Junior Eurovision.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have a little listen to them? Because we caught up with them, didn't we?
We did, yes. Very chaotic.
I wanted to ask them, firstly, had they actually watched Eurovision before? Had they even heard of this competition when they were first
asked? Now?
Well, can you imagine?
Well, sorry, we were on a big stage last year. We've got no idea.
That would be breaking news. Yeah. But yeah, when they were asked to do Junior Eurovision, did they have a clue on what Eurovision was?
Everyone had told us to watch it and I just didn't.
Honestly, I feel like once I got the opportunity, I was binge watching it all the time. Yeah. Like,
she did everything.
Big inspiration to Freya Sky because she helped me a lot. And like, yeah. I watched some of her videos and her interviews and she was like, how to cope with it all. So she's helped a lot. But I feel like I also looked up to people like from the Eurovision before because I watched like Loreen and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she was my holy grail. Like, I love watching it, so.
And what did you love about the experience being in France last year on that main stage in front of millions of people? What was the one thing you're taking away?
I think the atmosphere, like, the crowd was insane. Like, it was just a feeling I can't even describe. Also, the support and everyone we met, like, every other contestant.
We literally talked to everyone. They're not your competition. They're, like, at the end of the week when we were leaving, we cried.
We
cried.
Like,
you did.
Tears.
We'd gone through such a stage of thinking everyone hated us.
Oh no.
Yeah,
she was so bad. We went to like
he was so scared.
We went to the opening ceremony and we were like, okay, the Netherlands do not like us. So let's just not do that one. And then we went to like the Euro part
that's where we all kind of met. But I think like because we just got to France, obviously everyone was probably tired and tense.
So did you create like a little WhatsApp group between all of you? Do you still keep in touch and stuff?
Yeah, everyone.
No, they don't. They're midway for an argument. But
they were so rude. I can't even look at them.
What's next for you guys?
What for new songs?
Yeah,
I'm trying to write songs.
Yeah, if anyone has any tips about writing songs,
if anybody has just any songs,
please let me know.
One big question I'll ask. A lot of Junior Eurovision entries go on to Eurovision. Do you see yourself doing that in about five?
Yes. The second we got through together, like, that was our, like, thing.
Yeah, like, we are going to be together forever.
That was the first thing.
What about three Loreen boxes with you all in it?
Yes.
Basically times Loreen by three.
Literally.
I mean,
we've got the nails.
My
nails will be to the roof right now.
Before we have to let you go, what is, if you had to choose, your go-to Eurovision moment in history? The one that goes, yes, that got me into it, or yeah, that is my most favourite moment.
I would say, you know, Barbara, when she sung Voila.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love and adore that performance.
The power.
It was such a simple staging. She had a microphone stand, and it was just her, and she just used the staging and the lighting and the shadowing, and it was just magical. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I think everything.
Like, she did France proud.
Very, very much. Loreen, obviously, like, I feel like when I think of adult Eurovision, I'm like, Loreen. But also Monica, because from Lithuania, because she actually got a gospel choir to sing with her, and I love a gospel choir. Eurovision
Hans. They can talk for England, and I'm not just saying that.
Yeah.
They can talk for the
United
Kingdom.
They can sing for England, but they can also talk for England.
They can do everything. They are absolutely chaotic, really lovely girls, and I can see them doing Eurovision in the future.
And I love that they were up for it as well.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, let's do it. And I think the one line in there was like, we're together forever. And I was like, that's going to be the name of the song for Eurovision.
Can you imagine? That would be
together
quite nice.
Together forever.
We can claim copyright on that, can't we?
Oh, yeah, they wanted song ideas as well. So I thought we could actually write them a song and see if they can perform it.
That is a brilliant idea. We'll get on that. That can be our task for the week. Next week, we are going to be taking on a quiz as part of a couple of rounds, I think three rounds.
Three
we're
rounds
do,
overall.
Of finding out between me and Lee, who is more knowledgeable on Eurovision?
Who is knowledge?
Who is Knowledge?
Knowledgeable of Eurovision, where you can play at home as well, wherever you are listening at the moment.
Also, next week, we are going to be catching up with the lovely Lucy Jones, who is a great example of someone who bigs up Eurovision all the time and isn't scared about that. And Angelina from Italy.
One of the favourites. Love it.
And one of my faves. And I feel like you like her as well. Tali.
Welcome back, Luxembourg, to the competition.
So it's Lucy Jones, Angelina, Tali joining us next week with me and Lee. And also that quiz. So exciting stuff. We will see you there.
See you then.